If one's produce was in another city which was beyond its chum, and he had not made an erev to allow him to reach the produce, even if the people of the other city had made an erev which would allow them to travel to him, they may not bring his produce to him, because the produce is considered to be outside of its chum and may not be moved at all. If he had made an erev, his produce would follow the benefits and restrictions of his erev. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, if one invited guests from beyond his chum, but the guests had made an erev which allowed them to travel to him, he may not give them items to take back with them, since those items have the host's Tchum, which does not allow them to be taken back to the home of the guests, unless he transferred ownership of the items to his guests before Yom Tov began, then it would take on their Tchum at Ben HaShmoshes, and therefore they could take it back with them on Yom Tov. Zok the Gemara, if one gives produce to a friend to watch over them, Rav says the Tchum of the produce follows the Tchum of the friend, Shmuel says the Tchum of the produce follows the Tchum of the owner of the produce. Maybe we can say that Rav holds this way because elsewhere he passes on that the Chachamim of Mishnah who say that when the owner of a chotzer gives permission for someone to bring in an object, he becomes responsible to prevent damage to that item. Similarly, when one watches produce for his friend, he becomes responsible for the produce, and then maybe that's why it therefore takes on its chum. Also, maybe we can say that Shmuel holds this way because elsewhere he passes like Rebbe of that Mishnah who says that the owner of the chotzer does not become responsible unless he specifically accepts responsibility upon himself. Similarly, the one watching the produce is not responsible, and the produce is therefore considered to be owned by the owner and takes on keeps the tchum of the owner. Mar says no. It could be that Rav can say that his shita can even follow Rebbe. In our case of the produce, the friend has accepted responsibility to watch the produce, and that's why Rebbe would agree that it's in his reshus and follows his tchum. However, in the case of the chotzer, the person never explicitly accepted any responsibility, and maybe that's why it's different. Also, Shmuel can say that even the rabbanim may follow his shita. In the case of the chotzer, one wants his ox to be in the possession of the owner of the chotzer, because in that way he saves himself from liability if the ox damages the chotzer. However, in the case of the produce, one doesn't want his produce to be considered to be in the possession of his friend, and that's why maybe it remains in the owner's tchum all along. Frech the Gemara, our Mishnah says, if the owner of the produce made an erev, the produce may be brought to him. According to Rav, since the people of the other city are watching the produce, the tchum should follow them and not the owner. And for the Gemara, Avuna said, Rav agrees that when the person places his produce in a specific corner of the watcher's house, the watcher has accepted no responsibility and the tchum follows the owner. That must be the case that's being discussed in the Mishnah. For the Gemara, the Mishnah says that when the host transfers ownership to the guest before Yom Tov, they can take back the items with them because the items have the tchum of the guest. Now, according to Rav, even if he transfers ownership, since it remains in the host's house, he is the shomer, he is the watcher, and the tchum should follow him. And for the Gemara, transferring ownership to them is like giving them a corner of the house, which in which case the tchum follows the guests. Another answer, Zok the Gemara, by transferring ownership before Yom Tov, he shows that he wants it to be in their tchum and that he retains no ownership or responsibility over it. Zok the Gemara, Rav Chanan bar Chanani Lahi hung a piece of meat on a door at the onset of Yom Tov and then wanted to take the meat back to his house, which he was able to reach because of an erev he had set up. Rav Huna told him, if you hung up the meat before Yom Tov, the meat follows your tchum. If your host had done that for you, it's in their tchum and you can't take it. Zok the Gemara, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, and he should therefore hold that even when he himself hung it, since it's being watched by the host, it should follow the tchum of the host. Mar says hanging it on a door is like placing the item in a specific corner, and therefore it would follow the tchum of Rav Chanan bar Chanani Lahi. Rav Hillel asked, even if the host hung it, he should be able to take it, because Shmuel said that even one who buys from a merchant may take the animal according to the buyer's tchum, since the merchant had in mind before Yom Tov to give the animal to whoever bought it. Here too, the host had in mind to give it to him. Second question, Ravina asked Rabbi Yechonin, passing like Rabbi Doisa, who said that an animal takes on the shepherd's tchum even if he didn't get the animal until Yom Tov, because the owner had in mind to give it to him. Here too, the host had in mind to give it to him. Question number three, Rav Ashi asked, a Mishnah said that one's possessions get his tchum. If so, the meat should clearly follow Rav Chanan's tchum because it was his meat. And for the Gemara, really, Rav wasn't discussing tchum at all. He was discussing the problem of Basar Shalom and Ayim, because meat that wasn't watched can't be eaten because he was afraid that it was switched out for non-kosher meat. So Rav said, if you hung it on the door and can therefore recognize the meat as being the one that you hung up, you can eat it. It doesn't have a problem of Basar Shalom and Ayim. If not, you may not eat it. Zok the Mishnah, one may not give to drink and shecht animals from the wild on Yom Tov, but may give to drink and shecht domestic animals. Domestic animals are those that spend the night in the city. Animals from the wild are those that spend the night out in the field. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions giving to drink in association with shechting to teach a side point, that one should give an animal to drink before shechting because it allows for easier removal of the skin. Zok the Gemara, Brisa says that an animal of the wild is an animal that grazes in the fields from Pesach time and returns during the first rains during the month of Cheshvan. Domestic animals are those that graze outside the tchum but return to within the tchum for the night. Rebbe says both these characteristics describe domestic animals. An animal of the wild is an animal that grazes out in the field and never returns to the settlement at all. Not in the summer, not in the winter. In fact, the Gemara, presumably by giving a definition of animals of the wild, Rebbe must hold that they're muktzah. However, we find that Rebbe explains that Rav Shimon says only drying figs and raisins are muktzah. If Rebbe gave this explanation, it must mean that he agrees with it as well, which means he does not hold of muktzah. So how could it be that he's giving a definition of an animal which is muktzah? And furthermore, animals of the wild are muktzah, even according to Rav Shimon, just like drying figs and raisins, because the animals were also fit to use before they went away, and then they became unfit. Second Teretz, Rebbe explained the sheet of Rav Shimon, maybe he actually doesn't agree with it. And finally, the Teretz number three, Rebbe does not hold a muktzah. The definition he gives for animals of the wild was given according to the sheet of the Rabbanon, who do hold a muktzah, but he himself doesn't, and Echanami does not hold that way. Hadnaloch, Perek Mashilin, Hadnaloch, Mesechta Beyo, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.